300 Days of Summer by Deborah Lawrenson. We took our places in the classroom, all of us present and correct except Nathan. My first few days in the country, I was astonished by how many Russian tourists there were here, chattering in the shops and streets. Then I realised, to the uninitiated, Portuguese sounds like Russian. The language is nothing like the soft sing-song of Spanish or Italian. The sounds swish and slip around like the shining, sliding cobbles under your feet. Baleia, kashalot, morte, said Katerina, the teacher who took the first morning lesson each day. She spoke only in Portuguese, which meant we had to concentrate hard. She held up a newspaper and pointed to the main photograph. It looked like the page the men in the cafe had been arguing over, and this time I could see what it was. A whale washed up on a beach. A causa da morte da baleia ainda não foi descoberta. Katerina enunciated slowly and carefully. Cause of death not yet discovered. Bom dia, Nathan.
E aí, tudo bom?
You speak Portuguese very good, Enzo told Nathan. Not really, but you've got to have a go, haven't you? Where did you get to last night? I asked him. It was fast becoming a standing joke that Nathan's nights were spent drinking and making new friends. We knew he meant girls, at the clubs and bars.